Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the April 2023 edition of the Earnestly Contending Letter. And I've titled this letter, The Bible, Sufficient Proof. Want proof for God? Consider the Scriptures. There is no greater proof for God than what God Himself has revealed to us in the Word of God. It is living and powerful, Hebrews 4:12. It is historically true. It is prophetically true. It is spirit-enlightened true. In believing the gospel, the God who said, "Let there be light," in Genesis 1:3, shines the glory of His truth into our hearts, 2 Corinthians 4:6. The living Word of God is all-sufficient and self-authenticating in revealing to us all that we need to know for salvation, sanctification, and service, 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17, and 2 Peter 1:3 through 4. Charles Spurgeon said, quote, "There seems to me to have been twice as much done in some ages in defending the Bible as in expounding it. But if the whole of our strength shall henceforth go to the exposition and spreading of it, we may leave it pretty much to defend itself. I do not know whether you see that lion. It's very distinctively before my eyes. A number of persons advance to attack him, while a whole host of us would defend the grand old monarch, the British lion, with all our strength. Many suggestions are made, and much advice is offered. The weapon is recommended, and the other. Pardon me if I offer a quiet suggestion. Open the door and let the lion out. He will take care of himself. Why, they are gone. He no sooner goes forth in his strength than his assailants flee. The way to meet infidelity is to spread the Bible. The answer to every objection against the Bible is the Bible." End quote. From the very first verse, the Bible assumes the existence of God, Genesis 1:1. Mankind is hardwired to know the truth of God as revealed in nature and the laws of nature, Romans 1. Logic and reasoning, interacting with general revelation, point to the truth of God. However, God has ordained that salvation comes by way of special revelation, as found in the Bible. In the progressive revelation of God's Word, God Himself reveals the most compelling evidence to believe in the one true God of the Bible, as revealed most fully in the person of Christ. Some Bible arguments for the truth of God are as follows. Number one, creation. Creation itself powerfully testifies to the truth of a Creator. Number two, the flood. In rebellion, people willfully forget. Quotes, willfully forget the irrefutable truth of a universal flood as revealed in Genesis and evidenced in the worldwide fossil record. Number three, Israel. Israel is the one special chosen nation. Israel is uniquely God's witness nation, Isaiah 43. God uniquely identified with and revealed himself through Israel in the Exodus and throughout Old Testament history. Both the Scriptures and the Messiah were given through Israel. Track the history of Israel, and you will track the revelatory footprints of God in the sands of time. Number four, the life of Christ. After his resurrection, Christ connected the prophetic dots of the Old Testament, showing how they all intersect and find their fulfillment in him. Luke 24. Number five, the church. The church is a historical reality that began on the day of Pentecost, as seen in Acts 2. The defining reality of the church is Holy Spirit changed and empowered lives that center on the truth of the risen Lord. Number six, prophecy. In Isaiah 41, 21 through 24, God challenges the false gods to bring forth and fulfill prophecy and thereby prove they are gods. It is God's glory alone to prophesy truth and then bring it to pass. Isaiah 42, 8 through 9. The centerpiece of biblical prophecy is Jesus Christ. And number seven, Holy Spirit enlightenment. Some claim that starting with the Bible and arguing for the truth of the Bible from the Bible is an invalid circular argument. But in doing so, they leave out the reality of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is uniquely an inspired book, understood only by the enlightenment of the Spirit. The true believer has the witness, quote-unquote, witness in himself, 1 John 5:10. God's truth is known only by the Spirit of truth. Thought, the light of general revelation interacting with human reasoning, is mere candlelight illumination in comparison to the brilliant midday sunlight, S-O-N-L-I-G-H-T, the brilliant midday sunlight of God's Word. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.